Everybody with me there on verse 30?
Okay. Yeah, it says what not.
In the Basha, yeah. So repeat after me those chapters. Swatmanam shrinu murkatvam. Swatmanam shrinu murkatvam. Shrutya yukya cha purusham. Shrutya yukya cha purusham. Dehatitam sadakaram. Dehatitam sadakaram. Sudurdarsham bhavadrishaihi. Sudurdarsham bhavadrishaihi. Swatmanam, swatmanam, compound swatmanam, shrinu, murka. So we read after me, swatmanam, shrinu, murka.
Swatmanam, shrinu, murka.
Tvam, shrutya, yuktya, cha purusham.
Tvam, shrutya, yuktya, cha purusham.
Tvam, shrutya,
Tvam
shrutya yuktya
cha
purusham
dehatitam
deha atitam dehatitam
dehatitam
sadakaram sadakaram
sadakaram
sadakaram
sadakaram
Sudurdarsham.
Sudurdarsham.
Sudurdarsham. Sudurdarsham. Bhavadrishaihi.
Bhavadrishaihi.
So, Swatmanam Shrinu Murka Tvam. Murka. O fool. Tvam shrinu. May you listen. May you understand. Shri means to listen. So may you listen, but the idea is may you listen in terms of understanding, as they say in the Basha. But literally it's in imperative. May tvam shrinu. May you listen. Swat manam. To your own self. Means may you understand. Swa means one's own. Atmanam. So in English we'd say, may you understand your own self. May you listen to your own self.
Which is the listen word?
Shrinu. May you listen. Shrinu, when we say that, you know, shravanam,
yeah.
It means may you be taught from the shruti. Mm-hmm. So shri means to listen, but when we use it in the context of shravanam, mm-hmm. means may you listen to what the shruti has to say, because mm-hmm. the shruti, that's also shru, means that which is heard, means that which has been revealed. So when you say, tvam shrinu, may you understand what the shruti has revealed to be the nature of your own self. That's the idea of using the shrinu there.
And shrinu is imperative.
It's imperative, second person. So may you be exposed to the teaching of the shruti is the idea. But literally, it's just may you listen.
And where does the murka?
O fool, murka.
So it starts O fool.
Yeah, okay. But in English it would say, O fool.
Yes.
Yeah, but in this it just says, one's own self, may you listen, listen, O fool, you. Okay. Mm. So.
Why fool?
Because of the previous verse where it's taking the body to be the self. Okay.
Okay.
Swatmanam shrinu murka tvam shrutya by the shruti, instrumental singular, yuktya cha, and by logic, shruti yukta, shruti and yukti, right? Shruti means the scripture, the Vedas. Yukti means logic. So we say that for something to be knowledge, you should be able to, it should be true to the shruti. It should be logical, logically substantiated by logic, and by experience. So shruti, yukti, anubhava. These three are very, very important. Mm-hmm. So when knowledge is being given, it should be understandable according to your experience. You should be able to see it, to recognize it. That's the anubhava. Yukti means it should be logical. So it should be able to be substantiated by logic. Shruti, it should be by what the Shruti says. So here they're just using Shruti and Yukti. Okay. So overall,
is the recognition itself is experience.
Yeah, that's the anubhava. Well, you see it clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Shruti, Yukti, anubhava. I'm adding the anubhava because these three often go together, just so that you know. Okay. So Swatmanam, accusative singular, Shrinu, imperative second person, Murka, vocative, Tvam, you. O fool, may you, literally, may you understand what the Shruti reveals, Shrinu. May you listen to Swatmanam, your own nature, O fool. Shrutya, by the Shruti, Yukya, by logic, Purusham. So now, Swatmanam, Purusham. Purusham means the is a name for Brahman, but it's also Purusha, the one who abides in the city, that one who is indwelling in the city of the physical body. So we did the etymology of Purusha. Mm. And sometimes Purusha has a long U, sometimes a short U, same meaning.
Yeah, I've never seen a long U.
No, even in the Panchadashi, that Purusham has a long, so it does come with long U or a short U. Normally it's short U. So, Swatmanam, Purusham. So may you realize that what your own self is the Purusha, means the Atma indwelling in the body. It's also used for
the city of the body.
Yeah, the city which is likened to the body. The city that has seven gates.
Is that Puri?
Puri, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Shaya means lying in the body, indwelling in the body. So that's one of the etymologies for Purusha. That means the Atma, right? The Atma to be the Purusha, that one who is indwelling the body, who is free from the body, mind, sense, organ. So it's used also for Brahman.
Mm-hmm. So where was Puri?
If I were to do the etymology of Purusha,
yeah,
that Pur stands for Puri, in the city.
Oh.
The one who is dwelling or lying in the city.
Oh, how sweet.
In the city of the body.
And the lying was the ashram, or the ashram?
Shaya.
Shaya.
Yeah. In the Bhasha here, they don't have the etymology right here, but I can get that for you. But Shankara does it in many different places. So, by the Shruti and by logic, may you understand your own self to be the Purusha. Swatmanam, Purusham are in the same case, so they're in opposition. So may you recognize, Shrinu, I'm just giving that translation. May you recognize oneself to be the Purusha by the Shruti and by Yukti. That Purusha, which is Dehatitam, which is beyond the body, means other than the body. Atita means beyond.
It doesn't mean old?
No.
Atita.
Past.
Oh, okay.
Atita, that which is has gone beyond. So that which is beyond the body. In English, you'd say that which is other than the body. Okay. Deha titam. So that atita is really common in the Vedanta vocabulary. So deha titam, that which is beyond, that which is other than the deha, the physical body. This is all accusative singular, so Swatmanam, Purusham, Dehatitam, Sad Akaram, whose form, whose nature. Akara is like Swarupa, whose rupa, whose akara, means whose form, whose nature is Sat, existence. Okay. So if you were to say, well, what is the nature of that Atma? What is that, what form is that Atma? It's Sad Akara, its form is existence itself. So form means here Swarupa or nature. Sadakaram. Su means is a prefix, means very much or well done.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Well done. It can be good, well, it can be an emphasis. And here, dura means difficult. Darsham means seeing. Dura darsham, difficult to see. When you have the su there, extremely difficult to see. Uh-huh. Very difficult to see. Su. Dur darshan. Darshan means seeing. So su is emphasis to the dur. So extremely difficult to see. Bhavadvrisha. Bhavadvrishahi, by people such as you. Bhavadvrisha, if you look it up, it just means by people like you. And bhava is respectful. By people such as your honor. By people like you, that drisha is a common ending, like idrisha, by something like that, by something like that is idrisha, tadadrisha, tadrisha, something like that, something like this, bhavadrisha is something like you. So for the likes of you, by people like you.
What is bhava?
Your honor. But it just bhavad by people such as you. Respectful. Bhavad Vrishai.
Respect.
Yeah. So it's very difficult to see by people like you.
There's a certain tone to this.
Who take the body to be the self, basically.
Yeah, and in the he'll say by the Charvakas. Charvakas are the people who are materialists. In the Bhasha, by those who are Charvakas, materialists, or Dehatma, Dehavadins, people who believe the Dehatmavadins, Dehatmavadins, people whose philosophy, whose Vada, is that the body is the Atma, they're called Dehatmavadins, or Charvakas, by these people who have this commitment to just the material reality. For people like that, who have that type of commitment, then this knowledge is very, very difficult to see. You know, because in the Bhasha it'll say, well, because the Atma is not an object in the world, right? And so if you're committed to, if you're a Charvaka and you believe that the only reality that is there is the world, if that's your commitment, then this is going to be very impossible for you to recognize the Atma, because the Atma is not an object in the world. Also it says, by people such as you who don't have the Shruti, who don't have a Guru, who don't have this Upadesha, for such people, this recognition of the Atma as the Purusha, as being Dehatitam, beyond the body, Sadakaram, being pure existence. This is beyond the scope of your means of knowledge. And so because of that, Sudurdarsham, very, very difficult to see.
And okay? The Asti is understood in both of these lines. Like, there's nothing that says it is or you are, right?
It would go like this. Tvam Shrinu.
Right.
And remember Shrinu, as I said, from Shravana, means may you expose yourself to this teaching.
Right.
So I'm just saying literally it's may you listen.
Right.
But Shrinu and Shravanam and Shruti, it always used in the sense may you expose yourself to this teaching. Okay. To what? Tvam Shrinu Swatmanam. May you learn about the nature of yourself, the nature of yourself to be the Purusha. The one who's indwelling the body, the Purusha, accusative. So we've got, may you recognize one's own yourself, Swatmanam, to be the Purusha, who is Dehatitam, who is Sadakaram, who is Sudurdarsham Bhavadrishayi. So the Sudurdarsham is also accusative, but this Bhavadrishayi goes with it.
Right, but in the first line where it says, Tvam Shrutya, Shrutya, Yuktya, Chapurusham. In that, you know, it says, well, may that you are. Oh no, the Tvam goes with the.
Yeah, Tvam Shrinu. May you, may you learn, may you recognize the nature of yourself by means of the Shruti, instrumental, by means of, you know, in English you have to understand, it means the instrument, the way which you will recognize
right.
is through the Shruti and through logic. May you recognize the nature of yourself to be the Purusha, who is Dehatitam, who is Sadakaram, and who is very difficult to recognize, to see, by people such as yourself.
Why is there this tone of sarcasm? I mean,
well, Shankara actually can be kind of sarcastic. You know, kind of wake you up. Oh, you idiot.
Idiota.
Idiota.
I got in trouble once. That word.
Okay, everybody, for this verse?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Nice. Are you okay, Hal?
Yep.
Okay. Let's do this verse 31. Aham shandena vikyataha. Aham sham. Ready?
No.
Verse 31.
Wait. Oh, back page. Yeah.
Aham shandena vikyataha. Aham shandena vikyataha. Eka eva stita paraha. Eka eva stita paraha. Stulas twanekatam praptaha. Stulas twanekatam praptaha.
Katam syat deha kah puman? Katam syat deha kah puman? Repeat after me. Aham shabdena. Shabdena, sorry. Aham shabdena.
Aham shabdena.
Vikhyataha.
Vikhyataha.
During the Sunday, Vikhyataha, the Saga drops there. Aham shabdena Vikhyataha.
Aham shabdena Vikhyataha.
Ekaha eva.
Ekaha eva.
Stitaha paraha.
Stitaha paraha.
Aham shabdena Vikhyataha.
Aham shabdena Vikhyataha.
Eka eva stitaha paraha. And that ekaha, that Vasarga's drop, vikyataha ekaha. Okay. Stulaha tu anekatam.
Stulaha tu anekatam.
Everybody see it? Stulaha tu, that vakara tu anekatam. Stulaha tu anekatam.
Stulaha tu anekatam.
That va is a upasa. Stulaha tu anekatam. Praptaha. Praptaha.
Katam.
Syat dehakaha. That double da there, the first syad becomes syat dehakaha. Syat dehakaha. The ta goes to da, right? Syat. Dehakaha Puman. Puman.
Puman.
Puman. Aham shabdena vikhyataha.
Aham shabdena vikhyataha.
Eka eva stitaha paraha.
Eka eva stitaha paraha.
Stulastvanekatam praptaha.
Stulastvanekatam praptaha.
Stulastvanekatam praptaha. Katam syat dehaka puman.
Dehaka puman.
Aham shabdena. By the word I. Aham shabda. Aham shabdena. By the word shabda. Aham. By the word I. Aham shabdena. Instrumental case. Vikhyataha, that which is well known. Vikhyataha, that which is well known, well understood. Aham shabdena, by the word I. Aham shabdena vikhyataha. Ekaha eva, one alone, that which is one alone. Stitaha, that, stitaha means that which is standing, abiding, existing, that which is here, standing. From statish, to stand, but the Atma isn't standing. So it's not like the Atma is like a person is standing there. So we say that which is existing, that was just abiding as.
But it's present.
Yes, stitaha. It's a past passive participle, but it's a... The past passive participle, when it's in transitive verb, especially it can be used in the active or passive. So that, if for an intransitive verb, and sta, tisht, is intransitive to stand. So stittaha, that which is, you can use it just as the verb to be, that which is abiding as, that which is existing as, that which is standing, that which is present. This is how this word is often translated. Paraha. Paraha means that ekaha, which is paraha, which is supreme. And in the bhasha, it'll say that which is beyond or other than the deha, in context. That which is paraha, that which is ekaha, that which is one alone, ekaha eva, which is abiding paraha as other than, means dehatma, other than the physical body, or that which is supreme, or that which is beyond. So in the bhasha, it'll say beyond what? Dehatitaha, right? That which is beyond the body. So that's how they're using the paraha there. So it also means param brahman. Param brahman means that which is supreme, that which is infinite. So that one is, in the bhasha, it will say, relate it to the body. So that which is paraha, that which is beyond. Beyond what? Beyond the body. Beyond the upadis. So nominative singular, ekaha, paraha, right? Then ahapsham vyakhyataha. So that which is one alone, stitaha, which is paraha, it is abiding, it is existing as paraha, beyond. which is known, that which is known, well known by the word I, that is Ekaha Eva. It is one alone, and it is Paraha, beyond the body, other than the body, or supreme.
And the is again is all understood.
Stittaha, from the stitta.
The is, to be, is all understood.
It's understood, but stittaha can mean is.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
not understood. It's being used. Stitta has been used that way. It's abiding as. It is existing as.
That it's almost like indestructible, or was that, is that a stretch?
Not for stitta. Does it mean
no.
that?
No.
Beyond. It will in the unfoldment. It'll end up like that because it's beyond everything within duality.
Yeah.
So if it's beyond the body, if it's other than the body, then if the body's destroyed, that isn't. But that would have to come out in the unfoldment. Okay. Stulaha tu. Stulaha means stula deha. That there's the stula sharira, the gross or physical body, the sukshma sharira, the subtle body, karana sharira, causal body. So these three. So when you say stula, we're talking about the physical body. So the stulaha means the stula deha. Okay. And it can be stulaha deha kaha. We'll see, but stulaha, that whereas, stulaha too, whereas that which is stula, the gross stula deha, the physical body, anekatam praptaha, it has attained anekatam, manyness. When praptaha means it has gained, it's not, this is a often a common way, phrase in Sanskrit, something has gained that, means it has the status of that. It's not that it's all of a sudden gained manyness. It means this day, the deha itself, prapta, it has attained this status of being many. That is its nature, right? So in English, it doesn't quite mean that. If you say the body is attained, it is gained, anekatam, that means at some time it didn't have that. So it means if we were to look at the deha, then we give this status to it. It is anekata. Aneka means many. Anekata is the abstract, the state of being many, right? That's its swarupa. It has its the nature of being many. So the deha has attained this status. It's many. Where the atma we say is one alone. The deha we say it is many. That's for both. It's vyakhyata. It's very well known. It's very well accepted that the atma, I am one, right? But the bodies are many, okay? So what is well known when I say when I say the word I, that I'm referring to, that is one, and that is paraha, beyond the physical body. The stulaha, the physical body, is many, whereas the physical body is many, okay? So how then, katam, Syat is the potential of us, third person singular. Dehaka puman, katam. How syat can the deha? Dehaka and deha are the same. How can the body be puman, be the purusha? Puman just is another word for purusha. Purusha means the one who indwells the body, the one who is the atma, which is Brahman. That's why they use puman. How can katam syat? How can the dehakaha, the body, which is stula, the physical body, right, which is many, be the puman, be the purusha, who is beyond the body?
So siyat is
can.
That's a good question.
Potential. Yeah. It's a common way to translate it with katam siyat. How can it be? How can the dehaka, how can the body be puman, be the purusha, be the atma which is beyond the body, whose nature is pure sat? This deha, which is obviously many, the whole shastra is teaching that the atma, that is the purusha, that is paraha, is one without a second, is a dvaita. Okay? That's what the whole vision of the Upanishad teaches. If that is so, how can that be the physical body, when the physical body is obviously many? It can't be a dvaita, it can't be one without a second. That's our immediate experience. So this I, that which is well known, that which is well understood by the word I, and in the Bhasha it'll say also by the I pratyaya, means the vritti, the aham vritti. Okay? That which is the content of the aham vritti, the I thought. Okay? How can How can that, which is revealed by the Shruti from the previous verse, and as being one without a second, and as these verses continue to say, as being one without a second, how can this body, which is many, which has the status of being many, this body, this body, this body, how can that possibly, how can the body possibly, which is stula, the physical body, how can it possibly be the Puman, be the Purusha, be the Atma, which is Brahman? Everybody see? Let's chant it. Aham sham, aham sham, aham shaddena vikhyataha. Aham shaddena vikhyataha. Eka eva stitah paraha. Eka eva stitah paraha. Stulas twanekatam praptaha. Stulas twanekatam praptaha. Katam syateha kapuman. Katam syateha kapuman. Aham drashtritaya siddhaha. Aham drashtritaya siddhaha. Deho drishyataya stitaha. Deho drishyataya stitaha. Mamayam iti nirdeshat. Mamayam iti nirdeshat. Katam syat deha kaf puman. Katam syat deha kaf puman.
Do you have mama or mama?
Mamayam iti. Mamayam, mama ayam. Okay. We'll do the vigraha and the sandhi on this and then take a little break for cars and what. Aham drashtritya siddhaha. Repeat. Aham drashtritya siddhaha. Which is the O goes to the sarga siddha. Deho drishyataya stitaha.
Deha
drishyataya stitaha. For the Sunday, Dehaha drishyataya stitaha. Dehaha drishyataya stitaha. Aham, repeat, aham drashtritya siddho deho drishyataya stitaha. Aham drashtritya siddho deho drishyataya stitaha. Mama ayam iti.
Mama ayam iti.
Mama ayam iti.
Mama ayam iti.
Nirdeshat.
Nirdeshat.
Katam syat.
Katam syat.
Deha kaha puman.
Deha kaha puman.
Katam syat. Deha kaha puman.
Katam syat. Deha kaha puman.
With the sandhi. Katam syat. Deha kaha puman. Katam syad dehakaf puman. Dehakaf puman. Dehakaf puman. That visarga goes to if, right? Dehakaf puman. Katam syad dehakaf puman. Aham drashtritya siddhaha. Deho drishyataya stitaha. Mamayam iti nirdeshat. Katam syat dehakaf puman. Dehakaf puman. Aham drashtritya siddhaha. Aham drashtritya siddhaha. Deho drishyataya stitaha. Deho drishyataya stitaha. Mamayam iti nirdeshat. Mamayam iti nirdeshat. Katam syat deha kaf puman. Katam syat deha kaf puman. Okay. Should we take a car break? And okay, we're back. Let's do the translation of verse 32. Aham Drashkritaya Siddhaha. Aham Siddhaha, the aham, the I, Siddhaha, is well known, is accepted. Siddhaha means it's established. It's seen clearly. It's clearly established. Aham Siddhaha. Drashkritaya, as being the seer. That's in the third case, called Itam Bhavi, Bhave. The third case can be used to define something. So you would say the aham siddha, the aham, the word I, the aham, siddha is well known as being tattā, drashtritā, as being the seer. Okay, so we'd say as being the seer. Drashtra means the seer. Drashtra. Drashtritā, the state of being the seer, the status of being the seer. Drashtritaya is in the instrumental, and it's used as itam bhave, where it defines or gives the nature of something, which is a use of the instrumental. So here we would say the hum is well known as having the nature, that ta instrument, the ta means the abstract, having the nature of being the seer. Aham drashtritaya siddhaha. Dehaha, the physical body, nominative singular, so this is like part two. The dehaha drishyataya stittaha. The deha is stittaha, abides, right? We can just say is. The deha stittaha is drishyataya, right? Has the status of being drishya, the seen. So drashtra, drishya. Drashtra is the seer, drashtra, and drishya, the seeing. Okay? So the aham is well known as being the seer. The deha is an object of existence, being the seen. Okay? Everybody see it? So two instrumentals in the abstract. Mama ayam iti nirdeshat. Mama means mine. Ayam means this. Mama ayam iti. This is mine. Quotes. Mama ayam iti. This is mine. Nirdeshat. From telling, from pointing out, from saying. Nirdesha. From saying, this is mine. Okay, so if we say, the aham is well known as being the seer. The body has the status of being the seen. Mama ayam iti nirdeshat, to from, because of saying, because of always telling, nirdesha, always pointing out, always showing, always pointing out that this is mine. Just in Vyavahara, we're always saying, this is my body, right? This is my body, these are my sense organs. So this is mine, because of always pointing this out, always saying it. Katam syat dehakaha puman. This last quarter is going to be going for seven verses. How can the body be the Puman, be the Purusha, be the indwelling Atma, the Atma which is Brahman? Because we're always saying, this is mine. We accept that the aham is the seer. We accept that the body is seen, right? From always, we're always saying, this is my body. It's an object of my awareness, so this is mine. Because of that, how can the body be the Puman, be the Purusha? Everybody see?
Could you say that one more time?
The aham is well accepted as being the seer. Aham drashtritaya siddhaha. The deha has the status of being the seen. Dehaha drashtritaya siddhaha. From saying that, from pointing out nirdeshat, from pointing out mama ayam, this is mine, means that this is my body, then how can the body be the self when we talk about it as an object that we're aware of? That's the idea. Everybody see? Aham drashtritaya siddhaha. Aham drashtritaya siddhaha. Deho drishtritaya sthitaha. Deho drishtritaya sthitaha. Mamayam iti nirdeshat. Mamayam iti nirdeshat. Katam syat deha kapuman. Katam syat deha kapuman. Aham drashtritaya siddhaha. Aham drashtataya siddhaha deho drishyataya sthitaha deho drishyataya sthitaha mamayam iti nirdeshat mamayam iti nirdeshat katam syat deha kappuman katam syat deha kappuman aham vikarahinastu aham vikarahinastu deho nityam vikaravan deho nityam vikaravan iti pratiyate sakshat iti pratiyate sakshat katam syat deha kappuman katam syat deha kappuman. Okay. Aham vikara hinaha tu. Aham vikara hinaha tu. See the sakaras of a sarga? So repeat after me now. Aham, ahang, I'm doing the sandhi. Ahang, ahang vikara hinastu.
Aham vikara hinastu.
Ahang vikara hinastu.
Aham
vikara hinastu. Without the sandhi, aham vikara hinaha tu.
Aham vikara
hinaha
tu.
Hinaha tu. Sakara Sivasarga. Hinaha tu.
Hinaha tu.
Aham vikara hinaha tu.
Aham vikara hinaha tu.
Deho nityam vikara van. Vikaravan. Deho nityam vikaravan.
Deho nityam vikaravan.
Dehaha nityam vikaravan.
Deha nityam vikaravan.
The ovis is the sarga. Dehaha nityam vikaravan. Iti pratiyate.
Iti
pratiyate sakshat.
Iti pratiyate sakshat.
Katam syat dehakaf puman.
Katam syat dehakaf puman.
Aham vikara hinastu.
Aham vikara hinastu.
Deho nityam nityam vikaravan.
Deho nityam vikaravan.
Iti pratiyate sakshat.
Iti pratiyate sakshat.
Katam syat dehakat puman.
Katam syat dehakat puman.
Okay. Aham, the I, vikara hinaha. The I is without, hinaha, vikara, modification. Devoid of, without, lacking. You just say, when it's at the end of a compound, you usually just say without or devoid of. Aham vikaraha hinaha. The I is without modification. The I has no vikara, has no modification. It's devoid of any type of vikara, modification. Two. Two separate, when you use two, it's going to separate. Whereas the I is devoid of modification, dehaha nityam vikaravan. The dehaha, nominative singular, all these are nominative singulars, aham vikara hinaha. The I is without modification, whereas the two, whereas the I is without modification, deha, the body, nityam, always, adverbial, is always vikaravan, always has modification. When you put vat, like bhagavat, you know, one who has the six bhagas, this is, and bhagavan is nominative singular, the one who has modification. So the vat shows possession of whatever the noun is. So dehaha vikaravan. The deha, the body, has vikara. It has modification. It is always, with the nityam, means in English you'd say, the body is eternally modifying. And never, nityam is used adverbially here. The dehaha, because dehaha is in the masculine. The dehaha, nityamasti, without it, always, is always has modifications. Okay? Because the deha is always with modification, always has modification, is always modifying. It's
It's always changing. So the Atma is never changing. It's free from vikara. The Deha is never not changing. It's never without it. That's the Nityam, always. Okay.
Where's the word without?
Hina. Vikara hina.
Okay.
Hina means without. Okay, for everybody? All nominatives?
And Nityam is the nominative of Vikaravat?
Yes, like Bhagavan. You want to say Bhagavan?
Bhagavat.
That's nominative singular from Bhagavat. Okay. Iti pratiyate sakshat. Thus, iti. The iti refers back to what we've just said. That's in quotes. Pratiyate sakshat. This is immediately recognized, immediately known. Pratiyate means that. Sakshat means directly, right in your face. Sakshat means something that's right there in your face, being directly recognized by you. Okay? This is pratiyate sakshat. This is directly perceived. Iti pratiyate sakshat. Sakshat is an indeclinable. It means directly, immediately. Not there's no distance. Pratyaksha, right? Pratyaksha or aparoksha. Aparoksha jnanam is sakshat. The sakshat anubhava. It's there directly, immediately.
Did you say recognized?
Immediately, directly perceived.
That's a beautiful
or
meaning.
Or recognized. Patiyate means it's perceived.
Sakshat.
You know? So, patiyate, sakshat, immediately,
this
directly perceived.
Sakshat,
so, iti, this is directly recognized, directly perceived. Iti patiyate, sakshat.
Well, that's like sakshat's name, right?
Mm-hmm. Katam. Syat dehakaha puman. How can this physical body? How can the deha be the puman? Right. This being in English, you'd say this being directly recognized, directly perceived. That being so, how can the body be the? How can the deha be the puman? Okay. Everybody see? Aham vikara hinas tu. Aham vikara hinastu deho nityam vikaravan deho nityam vikaravan iti pratiyate sakshat iti pratiyate sakshat katam syat dehakah puman katam syat dehakah puman yasmat param iti shrutya yasmat param iti shrutya taya purusha lakshanam Taya purusha lakshanam viniranitam vimodhena viniranitam vimodhena katam syat deha kapuman katam syat deha kapuman yasmat param iti shrutya yasmat yasmat param iti Shrutya. Yasmat param iti shrutya. Taya purusha lakshanam.
Purusha lakshanam.
Viniranitam.
Vimudena.
Katam sya dehakaf puman. Yasmat param iti shrutya. Yasmat param iti shrutya. Tiya purusha lakshanam. Viniranitam vimudena. Katam syat dehakaf puman. Okay. Yasmat param iti. Yasmat param is the beginning of a verse from the Shweta Shwetara. They also cite it in somewhere in the Taittiriya. I don't know it in the Taittiriya, but yasmat param is the first two words of a shloka from Shweta Shwetara Upanishad. So,
from which Upanishad?
The Shvetashvara. Here it says, here Taittiriya, but it doesn't give the verse. I'll find out. I'll get the verse for you. But anyway, for now we won't do the verse. Yasmat param iti shrutya.
taya, shrutya taya, from shruti, instrumental singular. Shrutya taya, by that shruti. What shruti? Yasmat param iti. Shruti which begins with yasmat param, okay? Yasmat param means greater from which, greater than which. In the verse it's going to say, there is nothing greater, there is nothing more pervasive, there is nothing more exalted than that Atma. There's a Shruti verse. So this is the first two words of the Shruti, which talks about the infinite nature of the Atma as Brahman. Okay. So there he's just doing the first two lines of this verse. Yasmat param. Okay. Iti Shrutya, by that Shruti, and that Shruti is just one of many, many. So he's just picked a Shruti and citing it as an example. So yasmat param iti shrutya tiya, tiya by that shruti, shrutya tiya, beginning with yasmat param. We would add that beginning with, because it says yasmat param iti, by that shruti, quotes yasmat param. Okay?
Did you say that was in one upanishad?
Shvetashvara. But they also cite the Taittiriya. I don't remember it in the Taittiriya, but I'll find it. Shrutya tiya. Purusha lakshanam. The Purusha is the Atma, which is Brahman, the indwelling self, which is Brahman, the Purusha. Purusha lakshanam. Lakshanam means the definition, the actual lakshanam. It's the definition, that the very nature, the way that the Purusha is defined, right, in the Shruti. How does the Shruti present? How does it reveal the Atma? The Purusha. So the Purusha Lakshanam has to do with the very definition. Definition, you understand, I mean, the way that the Shruti talks about the Atma, what the Shruti says the Atma to be. Okay, so here, the Purusha Lakshanam, by that Shruti, yasmat param, there is nothing greater than which, okay, the Nirnitam is ascertained. Vimudhena, by the one who doesn't have delusion. Muda means delusion. Vimudhena, by a wise person, by one who is free. Vigata mudena, the V stands for vigata, the one for whom the muda, the delusion, is gone, is vimuda. So, the Purusha Lakshanam, the definition of the Purusha, the nature of the Purusha, as it is revealed by the Shruti, by that Shruti, yasmat param, that Purusha Lakshanam, vinirnitam, that is ascertained, vimudena, by the wise, by the person who doesn't have delusion. Okay, so it's say like this. The understanding, the nature of the Purusha Lakshanam, is ascertained by the wise person, has been ascertained by the wise person by means of that Shruti, yasmat param. In other words, the Purusha, throughout the Upanishads, the nature of the Purusha is defined, right? He's citing a verse that defines the Purusha, from an Upanishadic verse, that defines the Purusha as being dehatitam, something that is beyond the body, that is limitless, that is the most subtle. Right? So the verse reveals the Purusha as Brahman, as limitless. So that by means of the Shruti, this understanding of the Purusha Lakshanam, has been ascertained by the wise person, by means of the Shruti. The Shruti is the Pramana. Right? And they're quoting one of the Shrutis, Yasmat Param Iti. By that Shruti, which reveals the Purusha to be limitless. So the Yasmat Param is the first two words of this shloka from the Shvetashvara. I didn't do the shloka, so I'll do that for you.
So yeah. to really totally understand, get this verse, you'd have to know that verse of the Shruti.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that, say, for the Indians or in days of old, they had all of these by heart. And so you just translate, you just say the first two lines of a verse. And then they, that verse.
Yeah, not the modern ones.
Well,
Well, Swamiji has that. No, a lot of the modern Indians also have. They memorized the whole thing. They memorized the bhashas also. And for us, I mean, there's a lot of verses that are very famous that we'll recognize, but we don't have the whole Shruti by heart. But Yasmat Param Iti should bring to mind that verse if you know all of the Upanishads. Right? So you just say, oh, yes, that verse, blah, blah, blah. And then you'd say the whole verse. Yes, Yasmat Param, you just recite the whole verse. So by that Shruti, Yasmat Param, you say, oh, yes, that verse does reveal the nature of the Purusha to be limitless. Right.
Here you use lakshana as an exact definition, but normally don't we use lakshana as something that's pointing to...
There's two. Swarupa lakshana.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
But this particular verse is the swarupa lakshana. And the swarupa, when we say the lakshana, is, as opposed to tatastha lakshana, it is giving a definition of the substantive, whatever it is, that can only apply to that substantive. That's what makes it a lakshana. It can only apply to swarupa lakshana. It can only apply to that substantive. Like, say if we say the pot is blue. Blue can apply to a lot of other things, right?
But you can't say that.
You can't. That wouldn't be a lakshana in the sense as it's revealed in the Taittiriya Upanishad. There's a huge discussion on this.
Well, so we'll get... It wouldn't be a swarupa lakshana.
Yeah, we're talking swarupa. Tatastha lakshana is... I'm not sure with the tatastha lakshana... In terms of Brahman, that's only going to be, you know, that from which the whole has come, sustained, and is
all. Well, what would be another swarupa lakshana, not for the self, but for other inherent quality of something?
I'd have to think too hard for that.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
I didn't mean to do that.
But so your lakshana is just to particularly identify the ones.
Because I can only think of one.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody see that? Yasmat param iti shrutya teya purusha lakshanam viniranitam vimudena katam sya dehaka puman. Everybody see it? Any problem?
And purusha here has the small u.
Purusha, yeah. And another place is the long u. And this, it could be a typo. The only thing is, when they're using a, is that long u, is that in many places they use long or short u. So that's why they... correct any of that one. Okay. let's do the verse 32, the Basha. We'll do 32 and 33 because they're short and not too hard. So 32 starts with Tereva Eti Vailakshanyam. It's on that same page that you're on right now. Go down to the third paragraph of the Bhasha. Tereva eti vailakshanyam. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, Edward?
Yeah, I think
the third paragraph down of the Bhasha.
Yeah.
On the same page that we were on.
Looking for the 32 is more problem.
Section 8. The 32 is the end of it.
Yeah.
Can you repeat after me?
I don't see the three.
Hang on just a second.
Should be page 12.
No.
It's the page that on the very top it says Aham Shabdena.
What's this number?
That's a different number.
Okay, I got my numbers mixed up. It's not my fault.
See, there's 32.
Yeah.
Well, what about that number?
No, these numbers don't count. This number here.
This is
not your fault,
actually.
These are the lines, numbers of the lines.
Okay.
Everybody with me now?
Mm-hmm.
Tadeva
Ati
Vailakshanyam.
Ati Vailakshanyam.
Tadeva Ati Vailakshanyam.
Tadeva Ati Vailakshanyam.
Darshayati.
Darshayati.
Ahamati.
Ahamati.
Tat Eva Ati Vailakshanyam. Darshayati. Ahamati.
Notice in verse 32, the verse starts with aham. Do you see that? The second verse on here, verse 32, it starts with aham. So, darshiyati is causal. It means he shows. Drish means to see. Darshiyati means to show. He shows. Darshiyati. Who shows? The author. Okay? Darshiyati, he shows what? Tad eva eti vilakshanyam. Vilakshanyam means that it's from vilakshana. Vilakshanyam is another way of making an abstract. You've learned ta and tvam. There's also another way of gunating the first vowel and adding a ya. So vilakshana, giving vriddhi. Vilakshana, vilakshanya. That makes an abstract also. So eti is a preposition. Eti means extreme. Vilakshanyam, being absolutely opposed. Vilakshana, absolutely opposite. Right? Vilakshanyam, being absolute. That being ativilakshanyam, completely different. That definitely, tadeva, being ativilakshanyam, being completely different, he shows. The two beings, the idea is, those two are completely opposed to each other. So tadeva, vilakshanyam, the complete opposition, right? The complete opposition he shows. Okay? Everybody see that? Tad eva ativilakshanyam darshiyati. He shows. Ahamiti. Where? In this verse that begins with aham. Ahamiti. So far so good? Aham aham shabda.
Aham aham shabda.
Pratyaya alambana.
Pratyaya alambana.
Atma.
Atma.
Drashtratiya.
Drashtratiya.
Shabdadi.
Shabdadi.
Vishaya.
Vishaya.
Prakashakatiya.
Prakashakatiya.
Siddhaha.
Siddhaha.
So, aham aham shabda. Pratyaya alambanaha. The sarga drops. Aham aham shabda. Pratyaya alambanaha. Atma. Drashtataya shabdadi vishya prakashikataya siddhaha. Okay? I'll do that first. Aham, aham, I. When you do a reduplication like that, aham, aham, it means in each one. Say aham, in everyone. It's just something that we use in Sanskrit. So if I said...
in every I?
Each one. Each I. So that word... Aham, aham. So when you say aham, when you say aham, when you say aham. And the pratyaya. The pratyaya is the vritti. The aham vritti, the word aham, and the pratyaya. Alambanaha means the atma is the basis. Right? The atma is the alambana. It is the very basis for that word aham. If I say I, the I goes to the atma. So the atma is the alambana, the basis. And that which is the support of the word. It's the support of the shabda, the aham shabda, of each time the aham shabda is used. You use it, you use it, you use it, and you use it many times. For every time the aham shabda, the word aham, is used, the atma is the alambana, is the basis for that. And for the pratyaya, the aham vritti. The pratyaya is the thought modification. So we'll say the shabda, and the shabda should include the pratyaya. Right? Now, if you say shabda, then you're also going to include the vritti itself. So the shabda and the pratyaya, the alambana atma. The atma is the alambana for the shabda, the word, and the vritti of aham aham. Every time the word aham is used. Okay? So, aham aham shabda pratyaya alambanaha atma. Thrashtratiya, as being the seer, right? Shabda, what does that mean? What is drashtratiya, which is from the verse? What does it mean? Shabda adi vishya prakashikatiya. This becomes a definition of drashtratiya. Shabda means sound, adi, etc. So all of the sense or sense objects, you know, sound, form, touch. So Shabdadi is the first of the set of sense objects that we perceive through our sense organs. Okay, so Shabda, sound, etc. Vishya, the objects. Vishyas are objects. So that Shabdadi Vishya, the objects such as sound, form, etc. Shabdadi Vishya. Prakashakaha, the one who reveals is the Prakashaka, the one who lights up, the one who illumines. The Prakashaka of the objects, beginning with sound. Shabdadi Vishya Prakashaka. Prakashakatya, as being the illuminator, the one who lights up the Vishyas, beginning with sound. Shabdadi Vishya Prakashakatya. Siddha, the Atma is Siddha. It's well known as being the Drashtatya, as being the seer. Who is the seer? The seer is the Prakashaka, the one that lights up, right? The one that illumines all of the sense objects. Shabdadi Vishya. Any problem with that? You're looking quizzically. You're okay with it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dash. Repeat after me. Shabdam.
Shabdam.
Shrinomi iti.
Shrinomi iti.
Ityadi.
Ityadi.
Vyavaharena.
Vyavaharena.
Prasiddha.
Prasiddha.
Okay, now with this, he's giving an example to make it clear, because we've just said that the Atma is well known as the one who illumines the objects, the sense objects. Shabdam shrinomi iti adi vyavaharena prasiddha. Okay? Shabdam means sound. Shrinomi, I hear the sound, iti.
Does shabdam mean sound or words?
It means sound or word.
Okay.
Shabdam shrinomi.
Sound, what? I'm sorry, sound and then I hear?
I hear shrinomi, from shri, to hear. Shrinomi. I hear the shabda, the sound. Shabdam shrinomi. Iti. Adi, etc. Thus, etc. Vyavaharena. By the vyavahara, by these activities. Vyavaharas are these empirical activities that we all know. So by the vyavahara, by such vyavaharas, because adi, by the activity such as I hear the sound, by the occurrences in the world such as I hear the sound, right? Prasiddha, it is well known. Right? Siddha means prasiddha. It is well known by such vyavaharas, by such activities as I hear the shabda, I hear the sound. Okay? So if you look at the verse, aham drashtatya siddha, the aham is well recognized as being the seer. Aham drashtatya siddha, right?
What's well known now?
Aham.
The aham is well recognized as being the seer, S-E-E-R, okay? That's what it says in the verse, in this,
yeah, yeah.
Okay? So what we've just done is elaborate on that. That says the Atma is the Alambana, is the basis for both the Shabda, the word, and the Pratyaya, Aham Aham. That Atma is well established as being the seer, means the one that illumines all of the sense objects, Shabdadi Vishya. How? Shabdam shrinomi ityadi vyavaharena, by such activities as I hear the sound. Prasiddha, it is established. Okay? Okay? Dehastu. Drishyataya.
Drishyataya.
Shabdadi vat. Prakashatya. Stitaha. Dehaha tu. Right? Dehaha tu. Drishyataya. Shabdadivat. Prakashataya. Stitaha. Dehaha tu. Whereas the body. Nominative singular. Drishyataya. As being the seen. Right? What does that mean? Drishyataya. It means shabdadi, shabdadivat, prakashataya stittaha. Shabdadivat prakashataya, as being prakasha, illumined. Like, but, shabda, sound, etc. Shabdadivat prakashataya stittaha. Whereas the body, stittaha, abides as being, is, we just say is, exists in the form of being seen. What does that mean? It is that which is prakasha. It is being illumined, like shabda, sound, etc. See, shabda, sparsha, avrupa, rasa, gandha. Shabda means sound. When we look at the sense objects, shabda, sparsha, touch, rupa, form, rasa, taste, gandha, smell. Okay? So that's why we say we're shabda, sound. But then when we're talking about shabda in terms of words, that'll be in the context. Okay. Does everybody see that? So we've got the prakashaka, two words. Prakashaka, the one that illumines, the illuminator, that ukka makes it into an agent. Prakasha means luminosity, light. Prakashaka, the one who illumines, like the sun is the prakashaka. The light is the prakasha. Prakashaka is the illuminator. Prakasha is that which is illumined, right? So prakashaka, the illuminator, prakasha, the illumined. So the illuminator of the vishayas. Vishayas are the sense objects, beginning with shabda. Shabdadi vishaya. Prakashaka, the one who illumines them, is the drashtra. Then the shabdadi vat prakashya, prakashataya means that which is illumined. Right? So that's the drishya. Look at the first line now. Aham drashtataya siddha. The aham is well established as the seer, as being the seer. Dehaha drishyataya stittaha. The deha, you know, exists as being the seen, as the seen, that which is seen. Now, next. Tatra hetum aha mameti.
Tatra hetum aha
mameti. Mama iti. Tatra hetum aha mama iti. Hetum aha mama iti. Is everybody with me?
Yeah.
You don't see where the third line down of that verse.
Yeah, I see tetra and then.
Hetum aha tetra hetum aha mama iti.
Yeah.
Okay. There, tetra means there, means regarding that. That, okay, there, regarding that, in reference to that, he says, the hetu, the cause.
Where is
he? Hetu, aha.
Aha is to say, but where is he?
It's understood because third person singular.
Oh, aha is
so. So, yeah, refers back to the.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So he tells the hetu, the cause. In regarding that, he tells the cause. Mama iti, with the second line of the verse that begins with mama. Mama ayam iti, okay? So mama iti. Mamayam deha iti.
Mamayam deha iti.
Gatarivat.
Gatarivat.
Swiya.
Swiya.
Sambanditaya.
Sambanditaya.
Nirdeshat.
Nirdeshat.
Vyavaharat.
Okay.
Mama ayam dehaha iti. Okay. Mama ayam dehaha iti.
Mama
ayam dehaha iti. If you look in the verse, it's just mama ayam iti. So he adds the dehaha. Ayam dehaha, this body. Mama ayam dehaha. This body is mine. Mama, mine. Mama ayam dehaha. Mine this body. You have to add the asti. This body is mine. Mama ayam deha iti. This body is mine. Iti. Gatarivat. Gata. Gata. Gatarivat. Like a pot, etc. Gata is pot. Gata Adivat, like a pot, etc. Vat is the indeclinable ending that means like. Gata Adivat. Swiya Sambandhitaya, as being something connected to oneself. Like if I were to say connected, Sambandhi means to connect, like this is my pot. So the pot, if I say this is my pot, I have a connection with the pot, it belongs to me. I'm connected to it. Okay? Swiya means oneself. It's connected because of being connected, Sambandhi, because of having a relationship with oneself, Swiya, like a pot, this is my pot. Okay. Nirdeshat. So Nirdeshat means Vyavahara. Nirdeshat means really to point to or to say, like if I were to say, this is my pot, or this is my body, or this is my table. There's a Vyavahara there. I'm making a statement about something. There's an interaction. So the Nirdesha is my saying that. From saying something like I would say, this is my pot, I could say, this is my body. So that's a Vyavahara. That's a way of relating within the world, empirical reality.
So Vyavahara means relating?
Vyavahara means the kind of the empirical interactions. Oh. It also, Vyavahara, just it means behaviors. It also means business. Like I would be engaged in business is Vyavahara. But we use Vyavahara as a word for empirical reality. Like we say, Vyavaharika Satyam. That reality, which is the empirical reality, which we interchange, we are engaging in business. We're engaging in activities with each other. We're communicating. So one form of this engagement is like if I say, you know, this is my pot, or this is my house, this is my body. That's a Vyavahara. I'm talking about empirical reality. So the Nirdesha, from pointing out or just from pointing to or from saying things like, this is my body, this is my pot, these are things that we say and do in the world. Right? So that's a Vyavahara. It's a normal interchange in the world, is the
just
idea.
Living with the world, right?
Yeah, living in the world, and these are common things. So this is my pot, this is my house, you know, this is my chair, these are my clothes, this is my body, these are my sense organs.
This is my death.
I'm talking about all of these things as things that are, in a sense, objects. They're my possessions. And so I'm in language, I'm treating this body, and in fact the sense organs and all of my experiences, as mine.
Yeah.
Mine means my possessions. So when I'm making a list, doing that Vyavahara, making a list of all of my possessions, my body can fall in that list. This is my table, this is my pot, this is my body.
Okay? So, and some people, I think, refer to Vyavahara as transactional reality.
Transaction reality,
yeah.
Because Vyavahara can mean transaction, or business activities, relationships.
What the hell does transactional reality mean?
What they mean by it, what they mean by
reality,
it, they differentiate, when they say transactional or empirical reality, they're differentiating it from Pratibhasika. Pratibhasika is subjective reality. Like if I mistake a snake for a rope, there's no transactional reality there. There's no empirical reality because we're not all having the same experience. It's not there in empirical reality. So we can't transact business around the snake. We don't use ourselves transactional reality, but that's what. Because Vyavahara can mean the world of transactions, the world of business, the world of. It's a shared reality.
So that means like more conventional reality.
Shared reality.
Shared reality.
Like we don't all experience the snake, we all experience the rope.
Okay.
If somebody says, oh, do you see the snake? You look at it and you'll say, I only see a rope there. I can pick up the rope, I can't pick up the snake. The snake is Pratibhasika.
Mm-hmm.
It's not shared. Right? It's subjective. So Vyavahara means empirical, shared reality. We use empirical and shared reality. We don't usually use transactional, but they use transactional, because if you look at Vyavahara, it'll mean the world of transactions, the world of business, you know, world of engagement.
It seems to me both realities exist. I mean, there is the empirical reality and the projected. And the one that people project.
But the projected is not shared.
No, but everybody has it.
Yeah, but they don't all have the same projection.
Yeah.
Your projection, other people aren't having at the same time.
Right.
Okay, well, these are both fifth case, then they're Beishat and Bepala.
Mm-hmm.
So there's forms that
Yeah. Nirdesha means to tell or to make that statement, this is mine. Mm. And so he's saying that vyavahara. When you say, like, this is mine, right? From that vyavahara, from that type of activity, of this is mine, and this is mine, and this is mine. From the nirdesha, from the saying of this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, then he says that vyavahara, from that type of activity.
You know, I've asked this before, but what about my consciousness, mine?
Yeah.
There's a slip there.
Yeah, when you say my consciousness...
That's not right.
No, eventually the mind has to be eliminated to recognize that the consciousness is the one in all beings. But from the Ajnani, from the standpoint of the mind, you say my consciousness, my Atma is different from your Atma.
But that resolves itself. I mean, the mind... Yeah, okay.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Evam ubayor vailakshanye. Sati. Katam. Dehakaf Puman.
Dehakaf Puman.
Syat iti.
Vyakyata.
Artascha. Vyakyatartaha. Vyakyatartaha. Chaturtapadaha.
Chaturtapadaha.
Chaturtha, 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 padaha. Who's the fourth quarter? Evam, evam agrepi,
evam agrepi,
bodhavyam.
Okay.
Evam. Ubayoho, vailakshanye sati. Evam, everybody see? Evam. Ubayoho vailakshanye sati. That vailakshanye sati is the absolute locative, and it means you are translated as that sati is the present participle of us. And so vailakshanye sati, when there is vailakshanya, when there is the difference, opposition, ubayoho, between the two. So when there is a totally, there's a complete difference. Ubayoho, between the two, between both. Ubaya means both. Ubayoho, uba means both. So, when there is when there is a vailakshanya, a distinction, difference, between the two, genitive dual, evam in this manner. So when there is a complete difference between the two in this manner, evam, in this manner, ubayoho, of both of them, the deha and the atma, evam ubayoho, vailakshanye sati, when there is the vailakshanya, the difference, the distinction, complete difference, ubayoho, between the two, evam in this manner, katam dehakaha puman syat iti. How katam syat, how can the dehakaha, how can the body be the puman, be the purusha, be the limitless atma? Katam dehakaha puman syat, how can the body be the self, be the purusha? Okay. Katam dehakaha, nominative singular, puman, nominative singular, syat, potential of us. Katam, how can the body be the purusha? Okay. Iti, thus, vyakhyatartha, the artha, the meaning, vyakhyatartha, has been explained, right? The vyakhyatartha, this has been vyakhyatartha, explained, is completely explained. Chaturtha padaha. Thus, the fourth pada, right? The meaning of the fourth pada, let's see, the chaturtha padaha, you know the fourth pada? Is the fourth section of the verse. The fourth section is katam syat dehakaha puman. So this fourth pada, the vyakya taritaha, its meaning, katam dehaka puman syat iti, that has been explained. The meaning has been vyakya taha, explained. Evam agre api bodhavyam, evam agre api. Even before, in the previous verse, in this manner, Bodhavjan, it is to be known. This fourth pada, what they're saying is this fourth pada has been explained well, even in the same way we did it in the previous verse, in that way, in the one that came before, in that same way, it is to be understood. And you'll see it's going to be repeated. It's going to be repeated now seven times. The seven different verses will end in this, which is the style of this Aparokshanubhuti. Okay? Okay for everybody? What's there up here? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.